So, what are the rumors that you're gay?
You're talking about shit. Yeah, talking about shit that you read on the internet.
What the fuck? Who that the you saw fuck in a you?
Camera fucking phone video.
That might not even be me, motherfucker.
Might not even be me. Sure, we got the same tattoos.
Sure. I mean, he looks directly at the camera. But you don't know it's me. I mean, we don't know who that person is.
It could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
What are we talking about today? I'm glad it's so lighthearted to start off with.
Well, that's good, because it's about to get a little bit more serious. Okay, we got the second part of Race.
I'm ready to talk so much shit, because listen.
Of an ongoing series. Race.
I watched part 2. Yeah, this is the Race episode part 2. I just watched OJ, and I'm fired the fuck up. OJ was lit, because OJ was so lit, dog.
He's not even talking about the documentary. He's just talking.
OJ was lit.
OJ was lit.
Yo, that nigga was wild and full. It had everything. It was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Okay, it was so like the depth and like the interviews they got were lit. You know what I'm saying? The fucking people they talked to was lit. The shit they suggested was lit. Full OJ was lit as fuck. And it's the perfect American story. It's got race. It's got money. It's got a downfall.
It's got violence.
It's got violence. Murder. It's got murder.
Corruption.
Titties. Everything in that shit. Sports.
Sports. Missed an explosion. We need at least one explosion.
Nobody house burned down or nothing. It had kidnapping.
Judges? Maybe. Hey, judges, will we accept kidnapping instead of arson or explosion?
He actually didn't even kidnap that nigga. He just held him hostage for a second.
Will we accept hostage taking?
And it wasn't even that long.
Haven't heard back from the judges. We'll let you know when we do.
And you know what? That nigga was a bitch because he wasn't even really taken hostage. He was just in a room that he couldn't really get out of for like 10, 15 minutes. And they had guns.
But I mean, come on. We've all been in situations like that.
I don't know if that's being taken hostage. But anyways, it had me fired
up. Did he have to do anything while he was in that room? Like against his will, or just be in the room against his will?
He got his shit taken. He got robbed. Oh, well. But that's more like being robbed. I don't know if that's being taken hostage, my nigga.
Like, does everyone who robs a house, are they all hostage takers in that case?
I don't know, man. OJ got put through the ringer for it, though, because his ass was black, my nigga. And
because he murdered two people.
But that was years before. Yeah, okay, he murdered, but by the way our country works, our supposed to work the way it worked for white motherfuckers, he got off.
That's true.
He should have been running his company again. Completely. Instead, he got looked at like they cast him aside.
Well, he did lose the civil suit.
That was years later. Again, that was 7 years later. Because Ron Goldman's daddy kept fucking with him. He was like, I'm going to fuck with you. Which is totally acceptable. But shit. Anyways, it was just fun to watch a black motherfucker who turned his back on black motherfuckers to be white. And then after they said, oh, we don't want your white woman killing ass, turned his back on the white motherfucker to be black.
Did the black people accept OJ back?
Yeah, we accepted him back. Of course we did. I mean, we got that nigga off on murder. We did. Let's get that nigga off. So yeah, we accepted him. We couldn't walk that back.
Would there have been race riots if OJ was found guilty?
Yeah. It looked emotionally fraught on those streets. When people were waiting for you saw it was tense. It's tense just watching the footage when you just see all the black and white people standing next to each other, looking at each other on the street,
just ready to go.
Like, I don't know what's happening, but I don't like this. I don't like what you're doing here. So shit. I don't know, dog. But no, I do know. The answer is yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. I've been drinking a little, so excuse my slowness. Yes, there would have been race riots. Just like after Rodney King, there were race riots. That one was even bigger. And you know what? I'm torn with that because on the one hand, yeah, he did kill two people. Like, I don't want to say, like, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I do not condone the murder of two innocent people. But on the other hand, you know, you back niggas up for so long, we gotta take our happiness when we can. And that's what we had. You black niggas in the corners, of course they're gonna act like animals when some shit like this happens. Of course.
Was OJ backed into a corner?
No, black Americans were. OJ wasn't shit. OJ was the smallest part of this. Black Americans were backed into a corner.
Okay. No, you're right.
So yeah, okay, we cheered. Did we cheer for the thought of a black man getting off? Or did we cheer, you know, for some shit that he wasn't supposed to get off for? Which never happens. You understand me? It never happens like that. Are we cheering for the murder of two people?
Can you imagine if, like, nowadays, like, a celebrity... Man, I don't know.
It's like Lindsay Lohan killed somebody.
Hell, drank him to death?
Some
drunk driving accident?
Some cocaine, like she laced that cocaine or something.
Oh, like intentionally killed like someone?
Like a Black Widow kind of thing. Shit. Just kill a Russian billionaire thing? I'm sorry, I don't even know why I know that.
Is Lindsay Lohan involved with the Russian billionaire?
Yeah, man.
I thought that was just like a hypothetical. Like, this is actually...
I was telling Tim yesterday, like, man, like, you ever just look... Like, white bitches just have it so easy, y'all. Like,
she ain't even that good looking anymore.
White bitches just have it so fucking easy, my nigga. That's why they are always so happy. Like, white bitches were pissed when Nicole Brown got killed. They were like, oh.
One of us?
Oh, hell no. Man, they just be brunching all the time. I went to brunch yesterday, just filled with white bitches. I'm sorry.
I want to go to brunch. I want to go to like a good mimosa brunch around San Diego. Like, bottomless mimosas and like just unlimited food and shit.
San Diego...
We don't do it for good brunch, Kenya.
They don't do
it for
good brunch. All they do is Mexican food. They act like Mexicans about to leave tomorrow. The way these niggas eat Mexican every single day.
The way Trump's going, wouldn't you?
You think we're going to get rid of the Mexicans?
I hope not.
They've been trying to get rid of the Mexicans. They ain't going nowhere. Mexicans don't give a fuck if you want them here or not.
Hey, you got to get out of here. Okay.
Okay. Then they say some shit to each other in Spanish, laugh, and look at the nigga again.
Just walk away in the opposite direction, like back to what they were doing.
Getting rid of the Mexicans, chill out. There would be good Mexican food here. I wanted to go to Tijuana.
I'm glad he didn't.
Why? What's wrong with Tijuana?
Nothing. I know, you wouldn't have come back from Tijuana.
I wouldn't want to live in Tijuana.
I never said shit about being like a willing choice.
You think I would get kidnapped in Tijuana?
I think there's a great chance for you getting kidnapped in Tijuana.
Listen, I think there's a reason no one's ever kidnapped me, and it's because they know that's going to be a pain in the ass.
Max will be that kid singing gospel songs to his kidnapper for 3 hours.
I don't know any gospel songs.
You'll make them up even worse. Jesus!
I'd just be nice to him.
Why would you ever be nice to the kidnapper? I don't feel that's like a good way to get him to let go of you.
I just feel like I've been like... so close to being kidnapped. Like, I feel like if I was gonna be kidnapped, I would have already been kidnapped. I just think there's some niggas who don't get kidnapped. And I feel like I land in the do not get kidnapped section, you know? Like, that's right. I just don't feel like I'm kidnappable. Like, it would have happened already. It would have happened already. Like, I've been in some kidnappable states, and it hasn't happened, so what the fuck am I supposed to expect after damn near 30 years of life? I'm going to all of a sudden get kidnapped.
That's true. You're kind of past the kidnapping crime, aren't you?
I don't think it's happening for me anymore.
Is there
I don't be flashing money or nothing.
Is there like an age? Do like adults still get kidnapped?
Oh, for sure. But I think you still have to be generally a younger adult, unless you're in some weird shit. But generally, you have to be a bit younger. And then, yeah, you're kidnapped. 19-year-old, 20-year-olds. I could have been kidnapped so many times. I'm glad I had friends. I told you, that was what was so scary about New York. I didn't have any friends, but I was always so fucked up.
He was.
I could have got kidnapped out there easy.
I can't tell you how many times I'd talked to Max and he'd like had fallen asleep on the train or the bus or something and just like... Like, have to, like, how, like, fuck, man. How many times did that happen? Where you'd, like, completely sleep to the end of the line or something?
I've lost count. I don't know. A lot. A lot. like a lot.
Where the fuck were his friends?
Where the fuck were my friends?
Where the fuck were his friends?
Didn't nobody like me. People don't like me. People don't like older Max. Younger Max, I think, was easier.
I
like older Max.
I mean, you're probably right. Younger Max was easier, but like, I still like older Max.
Do you?
Yeah.
At least I got you, buddy. At least I got you, buddy. Anyways. OJ was lit as fuck. That's all I'm saying. Y'all niggas should watch it. OJ was lit, nigga. What else we got? But, yeah. I don't ever be knowing anymore. We need an AV guy.
We need the camera. We accept donations.
Do we? Like, how, though? Don't nobody even, like, I don't know.
I mean, we take cash.
Whatever. Y'all just keep fucking with us, because y'all are day ones, my nigga. Y'all niggas is our day ones, nigga. So, you know what? Like, y'all gonna be, like, the VIP members when you get down to it. Don't even trip, my nigga. Just tell your friends. And just hope I don't die. But then if I do die, I don't know. I would be really mad if I died right now.
I'd absolutely capitalize on that. I take that shit to like BuzzFeed.
If I got Ellen. Shot by a cop?
I take that shit to BuzzFeed and Ellen.
If I got shot by a cop?
Oh, I think it'd be like what you want me to do.
How would you paint me afterwards? Like, cause you would have to battle a lot.
Oh, I'd have to do a lot of,
like, what's your,
I'd have to do a lot of, what's the word,
like, PR, like,
yeah, PR, I'd have to do a lot of PR for you.
You're gonna have to look, use a lot of palms.
Look, Max had a difficult childhood. He moved around a bunch. He was abused by the police, beaten by them at 13.
And his mom.
As a 13-year-old, we're talking about a guy who barely reached 5 foot tall, even at his oldest. Being abused by the police when he was 13 years old in front of his mom, being abused, and his mom being abused alongside of him. Now, yes, he might have done some drugs. Yes, he might have drank. But you know what? He was a 27-year-old growing up in a time where the older generation fucked the housing market, fucked the job market, and institutional racism was at a point. The man fucking was doing all he could to hold it together. Mm-hmm. And I've known that, I knew this man for years. Mm-hmm. And while he was, you know, could be irritable and all of the like, he never once was violent. I never see him once get violent.
You have not seen me once get violent.
Now I've heard stories.
That's true.
No, I got you on the PR front.
Okay, word up.
You think? And all we were doing, we were just trying to start a website to bring some humor. To bring some light into this world.
Also to ask questions. Like, we were breaking down barriers, my nigga.
We are.
Remember that, our immigration plan? Our immigration plan was sick. The Guantanamo. I'm just saying, we were bringing people together and putting them into high security prisons. But together. With each other.
Everyone.
Because that's what they want, right? To be together.
Oh, no, yeah, I got you on the PR.
Okay, that's what's up.
Max didn't even have a gun. Anything they found on him was planted.
I just feel like if a cop ever shoot me, y'all, you know some, like...
No, seriously, like, he doesn't have a gun, so if they ever find one on him, it's
like, planted. You know it's some shady shit, because I'm, like, not that confident.
He's really not threatening, either. Like, he's really small.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And because that, like, I know what fights I can win and which ones I can't, and I've learned that. I've known that my whole life. So,
but he doesn't fight.
I'm very aware that no, but I don't fight the police anymore. I tried that once.
Don't say that. Don't.
I tried that once.
This is
not
going to be on the record. We don't want this on the. We don't want you saying you fought the police on the record.
I won't argue with the police. I won't argue. I won't try to start some shit with these niggas for no reason. I won't poke at them no more.
Don't because, say that
no more. Because you know what, Shox? That I have to do that. Even though I got a white homie who just somehow keeps getting into altercations with the police. So that never happened to this nigga. He lives, you know what I'm saying? And that pisses me off. Because you're aware, I could be dead tomorrow by some motherfucker shooting me. I take walks at night sometimes.
Without even playing Pokemon. He just goes for walks.
Yeah, like a fucking human. I fucking hate Pokemon.
That's really only because he couldn't catch any.
Whatever, I can't be playing Pokemon Go wandering to a white man neighborhood.
It's true as well.
And you're capped down.
No, like, legitimately, that is actually, like, I didn't want to bring it up this early, but, like, like, that's kind of an issue now with Pokemon Go.
That's a huge issue for Pokemon Go. Remember when we were out that one time and you walked down that driveway and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And you're like, I'm throwing this away. Oh, yeah. And I freaked out because I was like, why would you just walk down a driveway like that? Like, someone gonna get scared of you.
It was the.
And he was like, no, I'm nigga. I'm looking
for a trash can. Like, the trash can's on this side of the fence. Like,
he's like, no, Blackie, stop being so scared. But I can't stop being scared.
That's something. That's something I never would have, you know, thought of, you know, by myself, like, ever. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely.
It shouldn't be a thing, though. I get it. No, you're right. That's fucking awesome.
It's fucked.
You have the option to go out and just look through trash cans and shit. Because they wouldn't need a Mexican if he was back there looking through the trash. Wouldn't
give a shit. Or like a white guy, like, you know, like all homeless scruffy and shit. Homeless so they wouldn't guy. Give two shits. They wouldn't Max like goes
back there to look like Max trying to throw a cigarette, by the way, or something.
They'd have the police there before he got back down the driveway.
Just roll down the driveway.
Shoot him and then pull out and just drive away. What the fuck just happened?
Trail of blood. Cigarette butt right next to me.
And didn't, then like, didn't even get the butt in the trash, guys. He wasn't even able to throw it away.
Next thing you know, I look up, they sprinkling crack on me.
No!
I don't even like crack. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Is that body camera on? Fuck y'all.
You know it's not. They like, nope.
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 Shit.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Damn. And it's getting really hard for me not to say fuck the police. Like, I be trying to have, like, a, you know, like, because I know we need police in a society.
You need someone.
Like, I know we need something or it'll be fucking chaos, but, like.
Hey, should we just go to robot police?
No. Robot police are going to be racist, fool. And they're going to be, like, good at being racist.
Real going to be a racist. They're robots. They're real efficient. They don't need to nap and eat donuts.
They'll get more racist as time goes on.
Don't you know the cops get more racist as time goes on? Or they get better at being racist.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah, you know.
Like, no, of all. They're like, we have calculated the most efficient way to be racist. Robots? Apparently, that's a problem with AIs because they're being programmed with white minds.
We should write a racist KKK. Racist, like, robot movie, right? Where it's like, Hitler has developed. He got this weird piece of technology, right?
I'm with you. I won't lie. I'm a huge science fiction fan. So I'm with them. I'm not even going to say anything.
So Hitler,
I'm with them.
Hitler develops these robots that at first they just targeted Jews, but then they started getting more and more racist as time evolved. And that's how Hitler got propped up into power, right? There's this Jew, okay?
Is this still part of the movie? Or
this is still part of the movie. Okay. This is who's going to go up against Hitler. This is Jew. He's hiding in an attic.
Can we do like alternative timeline where then the robots are taking out all of humanity?
They're
like,
oh yeah, no. They got everybody. The Japanese built them, and then they hooked up with Hitler. Okay.
The Japanese on the island, so they didn't know that everything happens in Europe and can't get to them because the robots. Robots can't swim.
They're allies, right?
Yeah, but like you've seen the Man in the High Tower.
Okay, but yeah, so...
I've only seen, like, one episode, though, so I just don't...
talk about it, too. So, okay, so the Japs built the robots, Hitler employed them,
I don't think you should use the term Japs.
So the Japanese, sorry. I think Japs, first off,
just stop using it.
But it's cool. Japs instead of Japanese. I'm just gonna go... I'll stop, but I'm gonna go ahead and say that I think Japs is a cool thing. Like, if y'all took that, like, we took nigga, like... Now, try to say nigga ain't cool. Nigga's cool right now. Japs is a cool world. That's all I'm saying. Take it back, y'all. So the Japanese build it, and then Hitler just employs it, okay?
Okay.
But there's this little Jewish man. He's been in hiding since this all went up.
Scruffy beard.
Scruffy beard.
Brown hair, 5'10".
But listen. He's a computer programmer. He doesn't look like all the other Jews.
Okay, whatever. We'll go with it.
No, Holocaust, dog!
No, it was more the computer programmer part that got me than the hiding part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know if they had computer programmers back then.
Well, I don't know. I'm just like...
No, we'll just say, fuck it. Alternative timeline with robots.
I need him to have a way to go against these robots.
Yeah, they got computer programmers. I'm with it. Sorry. I said I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay, you're fucking this up.
I'm sorry.
So something happens. I don't know, his daughter dies or something by a robot. And then he's like, No, okay. He's half Jew, half German, okay? He's been living in hiding, but in plain sight.
Okay. He's German, married a Jew.
Okay. A Jewish daughter. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, the daughter doesn't matter what the father is if the mother's Jewish.
That's true.
Doesn't matter at all.
Got that star, my nigga. And you can't
explain that to a robot. Robot won't accept that.
So, robot kills the daughter, kills the mother. He flips the fuck out.
Loses it. Why wouldn't he?
So, he goes dark for a second. Then he comes back, he gets into Hitler's forces, he becomes the...
I do like him being Jewish, though. We need to write him somehow being Jewish.
He might be half or something. Okay. But he can get away with it, you know, because he got the papers.
Yeah.
Papers.
He was everyone in Germany before a certain amount of time, like, we'll just assume you're good. So some weird, yeah.
He rises up the ranks, takes down Hitler.
Oh, this is like, he's going through, like, years. This is like...
Long con, my nigga.
And Hitler, like, wins the war. So, like,
Hitler won the war. Hitler has control of everything.
Yeah.
There's like a 10-year plot for this fool. He pissed. He pissed at these robots. He's so mad at these robots, my nigga. Like, he's like, I won't ever use a dishwasher again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he climbs up the ranks, becomes a robot engineer. Okay, then like the head of the whole robot division. Boom, takes the robots out. Boom, kills Hitler. Boom.
What about the Japanese? Is that the sequel?
Who knows what the Japanese are going to do? They're the wild card.
The movie just ends with the Japanese prime minister. Everything is according to plan, you know, something like that. Like, it was all the Japanese behind it the entire time.
The real long con.
Real long con.
They know math. Ain't that a stereotype that Asian people are good at math?
100%.
You know what's fucked up? Like, I think, I don't know if I've talked about this, but like, why? Why Asian people get such a good stereotype? Like, that's a good stereotype.
Jews, we're good with money.
Okay.
I think all stereotypes come from how mediocre and terrible just the general white person is at everything. Like, the Asians are better at math because white people are stupid. Jews are better at money because white people have no financial responsibility. Blacks are more athletic because, shit, white people, we've seen us, like, you know, we ain't got shit, white people.
You know what I mean? Yay, we're more athletic. I'd rather be good at math than fucking athletic. What the fuck does that even mean? Just because white people bred black people, I'm sorry. Unintended consequence, I suppose. Not my fault, motherfucker. Shit. And I'm 5'6". Fuck you.
Going back to earlier, fuck you.
Fuck off.
Shit. But in police height, that means he's about 70 feet tall.
And lazy. God, black fuckers. I guess it's probably just because it's this country. I guess if you go to, like, Australia, I mean, they probably got a pretty bad black
one. No, they're super racist in Australia.
But against the Aboriginals.
Yeah.
Not against black people.
I think the Aboriginals are black.
They're black Australians.
Do you mean, like, a black American living in Australia?
No, I mean, they're the original, they're the people that were there before Britain sent all those colonists. Right?
Yeah.
So they're the original people, and they're darker because it's fucking Australia.
Yeah. Right.
And they probably had to be black to, live.
No, I know. Where are you going with this?
I'm saying I'm just probably so mad at the stereotypes here that I know because I'm a black American and I got all the bad ones. We lazy.
I think we ain't
never on time. And listen, I might be all these things, but it ain't because I'm black. It's because I have a hard time, like, thinking about other people's, like, time. And I'm trying to get better at that.
That's good.
Like, so, your time is important, too, but I feel like my time is the most important, though.
I think everyone should feel that way.
You know? And, like, sometimes I'm watching this episode of Seinfeld that I've watched four other times, but I have to see what happens to Elaine.
Maybe this time she'll find happiness.
Maybe they'll do it right. I don't know.
Well, they never got hurt.
She was the best. Those shows were... Was every show in the 90s racist? Unless it was like a cartoon. There were no black people on TV in the 90s. Psych. I take that back. Martin. Right? I love Martin.
Living Color?
In Living Color.
Family Matters?
Family Matters.
Cosby Show is still on? Probably syndication. Still syndicated.
Marcus. What was the one, Brandy? Sister. What was the one, Brandy? That's so right.
Moesha.
That's the right one. It's the 2000s.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah.
Tim was like, she got so fat. What happened to Raven Simone? Bitch, you are Uncle Tom, bitch. Don't nobody like you, bitch.
No one fucking likes Raven.
See, this is why we talk shit about light skinned niggas, y'all. Because, like, you see how they stayed doing us, Tom? Like, and sometimes you get them light skinned. There was this light skinned nigga on OJ who was the most wokest nigga I've ever seen in my life. He was woke than a bitch. But just, like, on general principles, like, light skinned niggas either hella woke or just light skinned than a bitch. You know, there's no in-betweens. And that's why we mad at y'all. Like, that's why we mad at y'all.
He was yelling at his sister last week.
Because she light-skinned as fuck, nigga. Like, her levels of light-skinned are out the fucking roof.
His sister was just savage back to him.
Because that's that shit that light-skinned niggas do. They act like they play the
code switch.
They think they white sometimes. And that's the thing, like, nigga, you ain't white. It's like that OJ shit. Like, nigga, you ain't white, OJ. Like, just because you fucking that white, bitch, don't get it twisted, my nigga. You black. You black, nigga. You from the project. Don't try that shit with us. But see what kind of cheese plate they got in there. White people love cheese plates, nigga. See what kind of cheese plates. I like cheese plates, too, though. I be feeling like I'm selling out sometimes. I be looking around a party. I'm like, there ain't one other nigga in here. Damn. Not even one I can give the head nod to. Like, oh, what up, cuz? It ain't one other nigga in here. Like, how did I get here?
You head nod.
How did I get here, my nigga? Yeah. You always head nod the other black guy.
No. I was just saying.
What up? You know?
You gotta
do that.
Cross the party, just two black fists rise.
That one white guy, all lives matter. Fuck those guys, too, by the way. Oh, they got me so lit, y'all. What else? I wish.
Pretty much everything.
Can I have your drink?
Yeah, you can have some of my drink. Let me get one more shot. So this, I don't know what Max made, but it was very
good. I made a delicious summer concoction. I mean, we kind of figured out that I told this nigga last time that my dream job was, like, hosting dinner parties for rich people and, like, making the menu, cooking the meal. And he, like, oh,
and
well,
just hobnobbing and
he, like, oh, well, it sounds like you, like, being a house slave.
It's not your house. It's not your food.
So, apparently,
it's not your party.
But, like, I'm getting paid for it, though, nigga. Like, I'm getting paid. Anyways, whatever. It did sound kind of house slavish, but when I start,
came up with a better one.
When I start, like, my food and, like, my drink, like, it's gonna be, like, drinks and food and, like, drink recipes and shit. It's gonna be called House Slaves. And this is gonna be my first
I'm just embracing. Just embracing it at this time.
It's gonna be called House Slaves, or maybe Slave Feet, or it's gonna be something like that. Maybe that'll be my second one, Slave Feet.
Slave Feet would be the outside, like, patio place.
Yeah, no, like pet. Yeah,
brick,
like,
and mortar place.
Slave Feet summer recipes.
There you go.
But this was like a whiskey, some iced tea, lemon, lime, some orange zest. It was nice.
That's good.
You a house slave, nigga. Like, and when he calls me a house slave, am I totally in the right to just start making Holocaust jokes at this man?
Yes.
Because he be saying some real disrespectful shit sometimes. And it's like, I don't, like, but see, I wasn't raised, because you a white boy and you don't understand, like, I wasn't raised to say things like that to people. Like, to just call somebody a house slave
after years
of oppression.
In all fairness,
niggas, you know how much that hurt my heart?
I didn't call
you. You know how much that hurt my heart, nigga?
Call you a house slave. I said your dream job sounded kind of like a house slave.
I don't really see a difference. Like, I don't see a difference at all. You racist, nigga. You racist, fool. And it's like, you ever meet somebody and you get real cool with them? Like, when I first met this nigga, he wasn't this racist, right? And now it's like, I've invested so much time, but it's like, with a racist motherfucker. So what do I do there? Do I cut ties now? Like, how do I do this? What's that say?
Paolo just laughing at us. What's up, Paola?
Paola's like, when we start our when we start our show, like, it's gonna be like a TMZ. Paul, we're gonna tune in every single day, my nigga. Every single day. Oh, Paulo's here. We can talk about Brown Lives Matter.
Oh, we should. That's a perfect segue.
Yep, because he's Mexican. Paulo Mexican. So, look, so I was asking, I've noticed a very large uptick in now Brown Lives Matter coming out. Mm-hmm. And it's and just fucking calling their shit out, too. But then, being a fucking cunt, I was like, well, why they hopping on? I was like, well, why they hopping on our shit like that? Like almost like what exactly what we don't want to happen, I did. Isn't that fucked up about human nature? But I love my brown people. Obviously, Paulo's one of my dear friends. So, but like, what is that? How do you feel about Brown Lives Matter? They getting shot at the same rate.
Obviously, well, the problem is the police are obviously shooting people at the rate that they shouldn't be shooting people at. For reasons they shouldn't be shooting people for. And I don't have really a problem with the Brown Lives, Mexican Lives Matter movement, as long as it doesn't come from a place of someone else mentioning Black Lives Matter, and then you kind of try to bring it back like,
but here's the Brown Lives Matter. Here's the question. Yeah. Does Black Lives Matter exclude?
No, because Black Lives Matter is more a movement about against police brutality.
Right.
It's not necessarily, and that's the thing. I mean, I can't believe I have to say this. And this isn't for you, clearly.
Yeah, no.
But everyone needs to understand that Black Lives Matter does not mean Black Lives Matter more or Black Lives Matter only. And so many people still stupidly try to say
I'm
that.
I'm biased.
And I mean, like,
I'm biased. I mean, all y'all niggas is cool. All y'all cool, but I like me.
No, I like you too.
Thanks, man.
But so a lot of people who don't like, who are against the Black Lives Matter movement, who are all lives matter and that shit, you know, I don't know why they keep trying to say that the Black Lives Matter movement is divisive and it's a violent and it preaches anti-cop violence.
Does everybody hate black people?
Does everybody hate black people? like literally, like, it is a movement against police brutality. And that, you know, trying to bring to light the fact that black people are often affected by it.
It's so weird raising up your whole life and just knowing niggas hate you. Like, no matter what, you might have did everything right, but there's somebody out there that just don't like your
fucking ass. Speaking of doing everything right, Philando Castile.
Rest in peace, my dog. Philando.
Man did everything he could do.
It should be poor people. That's not a bad.
It's not a bad point at all.
Everybody hates poor people.
Poor people. It should be poor people. Lives matter because rich people aren't getting shot.
But I mean, isn't it the same thing? Because poor people in this country, for some reason, poor people tend to be people that aren't white. So isn't it essentially all the same shit? The people in power done fucking. Yeah. Overstepped.
I mean,
and you know what? If they just would have backed the fuck off a little bit, they could be just living their fucking life.
But here's the thing. A poor person steals a car, and if the car's not reported stolen immediately, they could drive by a cop if they're white and not be pulled over. Black person driving a nice car that owns the car still might be pulled over for driving the car.
Mm. Well, I don't drive that much no more.
That's why you don't drive at all.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's never one I'm around.
That's why I've never gotten a license.
There we go.
Because I'm not going to be part of the system. You know, like, these niggas are like, y'all got me fucked up. You think I'm going to keep coming back to y'all niggas? You ain't going to know where I live, nowhere. You ain't going to know what the fuck I'm driving, nothing. Bitch, is it because you broke as fuck, Max? No, it ain't because I'm broke.
No.
I'm staying.
Damn, I'm broke? Yeah.
I'm staying off the grid. Get a house, nigga. Fuck you.
Get off my couch.
Get a house, nigga. You ain't shit. Your house ain't even that nice.
But yeah, like, Philando Castile did everything right. Had legal permit. Literally had went to a class that was like, here's this class on how not to get shot by the police.
You know what Philando Castile did wrong? And this is exactly the problem. His ass, black ass, had a gun. And was around the police. Niggas have gotten shot for having less in their hand. Mm-hmm. And that's... Well, he could have it. He sure the fuck could. The reality is, nigga, you black.
You ain't allowed to fuck with it. The fact that you have a gun means that we are going to die.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. And what's fucked up for me and the
Paul, I disagree with what you're saying. It's never been about race. It's always been about race in this country. Like, yeah, yes, class plays a part in it, but
Black people built this bitch. Like, literally, it's like the buildings.
Like to say that it's never been about race.
Literally, it's like the buildings huge, and the roads and the roads and stuff. Like, we built all those stuffs. And like the houses, a lot of the houses that you see today, like the Black people built those.
all those nice buildings down the East Coast, yeah, you know, those are like old classic colonial. Those are
built by Black people. Fuck that.
I mean, yes, they're like nowadays the way that society's going, class is becoming a bigger part of it because you know the economy is shit, jobs are shit, the housing market is shit, but it still comes down to like. Even if you fix all that, there's still going to be racism. It's not going to go away just because it's class. And I don't think that dividing, you know, that's trying to say that, you know, Black Lives Matter and making people be aware of the injustices to race, to certain races, divides unless, you know, you don't think that race deserves equal treatment. You know? That's the way I feel.
Black Lives Matter? Black lives motherfucking matter till I die, bitch. Till I die. Shit. Ugh.
I mean,
Philando Castile. Alton Sterling. Shit.
Alton Sterling.
Sick of niggas getting shot.
A homeless person just called the police on Alton Sterling. He's just standing out there.
A homeless person?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Ugh. Nigga, you homeless. You homeless?
And it wasn't even like a, this guy is fucking with me, like, I'm worried about my life. It was, this guy, like, wouldn't give me money, so I'm gonna call the police and say he had a gun.
That's the world we live in, where a homeless nigga think he better than a Black motherfucker. And I'm sorry, if you homeless, you lose your color and you just become homeless.
Generally, like, dirt brown.
Ugh, you're gross. Fucking homeless ass nigga. I would be, if I was Alton Sterling family, I would be so petty with that nigga and make that homeless nigga like
Tupac say?
Terrible.
What would Tupac would say? Fuck the police, Black Lives Matter. For sure Tupac would get it, right?
I don't know what the fuck Tupac would say.
He's asking what would Tupac say?
Nigga, I don't know. He dead as fuck.
We never found, he got shot in the middle of the strip, we ain't never found his killers.
Don't nobody care who killed Tupac, no black ass. Nigga, you dead old rapping ass nigga. Fucking coon. That's how they felt about Tupac, and that's why his ass dead. I don't know. I don't even know who's. See, that's the way they treat niggas in America. We're
still looking for JonBenet Ramsey's killers.
People think that the Tupac's killing was a conspiracy. That's where we at in America. People blame the police for anything and everything, because they ain't shit. Ugh. And I'm sorry. I'll say this again about the police. I think there's fantastic police officers. I usually get treated very, very good. Because I fucking yuck it up with those motherfuckers. So, there are great police officers. But, you know, I've also gotten my ass beat by the police. And spit in my fucking face, so. I don't know. I just want everybody to be happy. The niggas just stop getting shot by the police. I want no Mexicans to get shot by the police. I don't want no black people to get shot by the police. I don't want nobody to get shot by the police. Shit.
So, on that note, I did feel that guy who shot up the protest in Dallas deserved to get shot by the police. I don't know if he deserved to get blown up by the police. However, that janky system they used where they attached a bomb to a drone and blew him up. But I do feel that, like, when you're opening fire on, like, a peaceful protest like that. Regardless of the color.
The police don't give a fuck. The police don't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't know what that was. It's still a lot of
shady shit.
Very
still
foggy about that thing.
No one has said anything about knowing the killer or, like, anything about him. Like,
I think his parents came out.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't heard a lot about him, which is weird because I hear everything about everybody.
Everything. We're hearing all the shit about when the police kill an innocent black man. We hear all the things that black man did before. But
and then they sent a robot up. Didn't nobody even give him his due fucking process?
They just determined that.
They don't even give him due process? Because what? Because he killed some police officers? I guess it's different when y'all motherfuckers get shot then. Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't that a motherfucking bitch? Damn. Y'all think, like, what? Am I not a fucking person? I'm better than fucking 75% of y'all motherfuckers that don't like me. At least. God damn it. And that's like, that is a conservative number for me, I feel like.
He ain't feeling too good if it's only 75.
OJ got me so lit, y'all.
I mean, I got a question for you. I have a huge problem with this. And maybe you can help me explain this one a little bit. I have a huge problem whenever I see days after someone's been killed by the police, and it looks like it was an unjust shooting, and they put the kids, you know, like the guy's, you know, 15-year-old son, they put his, you know, girlfriend who filmed it, they put his wife who was right there in front of all these cameras and have them say, we need to remain calm and do all this shit, and we can't do anything.
We don't want violence.
Who the fuck puts these people in front of these cameras in, like, such, you know, I can imagine just traumatic moments for them still. Like, whose idea is this?
It might not even start. It's starting to get less and less traumatic for black people. We're starting to just learn, like, to expect it. That's fucked up too, isn't it? I don't understand that, because I don't know if they shot my motherfucking daddy, if I'd be like, it's not a time for violence. Fuck y'all. Who puts me up to this? Is it their lawyer that's putting them up to it?
You shoot a family member of mine and give me in front of cameras.
But here's the thing, though.
Burn the place down.
Here's the thing, though. Your lawyer could tell you to do that, because if you have a suit coming up, anything you say can be conceived. However,
That's true. If you say something where you try to incite violence, incite a riot, they'd love to get you for inciting a riot, huh?
And they're just going to be like, he doesn't like the police. Of course he's going to sue the police.
So why even say anything, though?
Because, I mean, it might look good. But still, I mean, at the same time, I don't know. That might be a tough choice to make. But, I don't know, that lawsuit probably looks real good, especially after they just killed your daddy. That's all I got right now to keep going. I'm going to fuck them, and I'm going to get some money. Thank you, daddy.
Well, I mean, like, what happens if they get off and nothing happens? Like, when they get off and
that's called happens. Being black in America. That's called being black in America.
No, I mean, but like, then, so what's the point if you've seen the pattern of remaining silent, probably when you're super angry, hoping the justice system works.
Okay, but okay, or incite a riot. That's the other option.
And I know, I'm not a fan of that.
It's more just. I just want to know, what do we do? Because I don't know. Do we go to the fucking streets? We probably should. Do black people stop spending? Do black and do people of color stop spending money for a day to hit them in their pockets?
A day won't do shit.
A week?
A week won't do much either.
But I mean, you know, if you show the companies that you're behind it, and then.
But like, what companies? Like,
if you don't go anywhere but black or Mexican or Spanish owned businesses, people are gonna notice that.
Well, that's true.
People are gonna notice that.
But here's
we're a huge demographic. And that's Empire's on TV, my nigga. We're the demographic, bruh.
And well-meaning white people, you guys want to call yourself allies? You do the same goddamn thing. You guys stop supporting white businesses. This isn't something that only minorities have to do. People of color.
Oh, we don't need y'all.
Okay, never mind. Do what you want to do.
We're tastemakers. We're trendsetters, guys. We don't really need them. Like, that's what's so crazy. Barack Obama...
Y'all don't need us for shit. It's true.
I want Obama to fucking rally up all the blacks, all the Mexicans, all the homos.
No, you don't want to get them all in one place because they're still crazy right-wingers.
No. And we just break off. Then we fight, you know, America, take it over and call it Black America. It's like the next Civil War. We call it Black America.
I mean, so the battle lines...
White slaves. The
battle lines for the next Civil War would be are pretty clear, for the most part.
Black people versus white people? Black people and white people that like black people?
Yeah, and minorities versus, like, you know...
Minorities versus...
And gay people versus, you know...
That's a minority?
Well, because you think the gay people are going to be fighting on the side, fighting, like, against that?
I think they'll vigorously fight.
Fighting with us, absolutely. But who wins that war?
What do you mean, who wins that war?
Who wins that war?
The smart people.
So us?
Yeah. Hopefully. How many really racist people are there anymore? I don't know, because sometimes I think really there's a racist, bunch of them.
Really racist, or that, just like people who are like kind of racist. Racist but like, enough. Wouldn't racist, mind, yeah, wouldn't mind if racism came back like it was publicly
accepted. I don't like those people. I'm like people that like, if they had a chance to fuck over somebody because of who they were, they would. Mm, those kind of people.
Fuck those people.
You know, and those people are much more nefarious. You know, like, you don't always know those people. They're good. They're like sociopaths. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, a good racist is a sociopath. You don't know, you know, how racist they are until they call you a nigger to their girlfriend when they're in the cab on the ride home. You know?
Is this a true story?
No. You can just tell when a person's really racist. Okay. And usually because white people like me for some reason and then they drop their guard a little. I'm like, nigga, you ain't shit. And I'm glad you like this nigger today. Score one for us. I fucking hate when white people come up to me and, like, when I'm, like, at a bar or something. Did a white boy just start talking to
have
me?
Have you ever had a white person come up to you and just apologize to you?
No, but I had a... For what?
I don't know. Like just some, like, well-meaning, doofy, like, hippie someone.
I love you.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry for everything that's happened.
And I care. I'm an ally. Yeah. Ally. She's putting one fist up. No, but I was at Webster's Hall in New York, and I was taking a piss, and I washed my hand, and some white boy came up next to me, and he looked at me, he's like, what up? I'm like, what up? He's like, you rap?
Because he's black and you're hanging in a New York bathroom. He's
like, nah, not really. Then that nigga.
But he does.
That nigga went in. He was like, let me know if you think I'm good. And this nigga just started rapping for like a minute and a half. And I'm just standing at this. I'm just staring at him in the middle of the bathroom. Just like, nigga, is he just rapping at me? He's just rapping at me.
Rapping at me? To me? For me?
He sounded like every typical white boy rapper, too. Trying so hard not to say nigga. It seemed like every white boy just using a bunch of words to not say nigga. You can see it's always like at the back of their mind when they're rapping.
Sorry. So we haven't said enough this episode. But, fuck the police.
Yeah. But, again, like...
We get it. There's some good ones, but...
In a practical way.
In a practical way, fuck the police.
What about...
Why are police unions so fucking just inherently evil? Like, why can't we ever have, like, a single police union that, like, sees a shooting and just say, like, hey, this shit was fucked up, we need to work together to, like...
Because the police union is filled with people who did very bad things. Like, when they were, like, police officers,
why did we give police unions so much power?
That's the thing, they're put in the position to be able to take so much control and, like, take advantage of so many things that, of course, there's people doing it. No one's, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's mental strength, you know, or even, like, people just have sets of morals and... There are things people will and won't do, and we don't vet police officers, so of course they go out of control. And the good ones, I'm sure, become leaders of the union. And they probably seen some shit. It's like some real mob boss gangster shit.
Every time a police union... Dude, so... And this has been like really kind of an eye-opening couple of years in terms of seeing how terrible police unions are. For me, not again, when I say that, it's more from my perspective. Recently, I heard a ridiculous story where the Minnesota Lynx, the WNBA team, mm-hmm. where Castile was just shot. Shortly after that, they wore, I think, to the press conference after the game or before the game, they wore shirts commemorating Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and the Dallas Police Department, uh-huh. and pretty much saying,
it was like, if we don't stand up. Yeah, it was really nice.
It was very nice. It was like, we all need to stand up together. Yeah. Said Black Lives Matter on it, I think on the front or on the back or something. But it was very, you know, it was like, you know, I don't, it included the Dallas Police Department. You know, didn't, you know, if, the, you know, whatever. The four police working kind of special assignment. They walked off. And when, and that's all fucked up. And the police come and the police union guy gave a bunch of like bullshit answers about how if they don't want to support the police when they were wearing a shirt that did, you know, they don't need the police protection. And
why would I support the police right now?
Listen.
Why would you ask me for my support?
Right.
You cunt.
Right.
Who the fuck do you think that you motherfucking are for you to ask me for my support? I should be asking you for your support right now. You should be begging me for my fucking support. You should be fucking kissing the goddamn ground and walking because you keep killing motherfuckers. So, you think I feel safe with you right here? That's what I'm supposed to do right now? So you tell me how that worked, my nigga.
So this motherfucking, this head of the police union, because a rumor came out that more than four people quit, you know, and walked off and that wouldn't do
bye,
it.
Bye, bitch. Bye.
They asked the guy,
goodbye.
The head of the police union.
It's a fucking WNBA game, my nigga. This ain't exactly a high priority security point, bitch. It's the Lynx, ho.
It's funny you say that because the police commissioner said something like that, but like way more disrespectfully. He pretty much said something along the lines of, no, there were no other police officers that game because like the Lynx have such a terrible draw, no one goes to them. Like just took a shot at them like for no reason at all.
I hope they wear it again.
I hope they keep wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Lynx. I like WNBA. I mean, I don't watch it, but and I was just talking shit, is all I'm saying. Yeah. Y'all just keep hoeing the way y'all hoeing, girl. Play that ball.
Yeah, why not?
I like it. Live your dreams, guys. They just gonna shoot your ass anyways in the street, my nigga. So if you ain't living now, then what you doing?
Oh, the worst fucking...
Call to all black people. Go out and fucking do it. Keep your life lit. Because any moment, your ass can get shot, my nigga. You can get shot down in the street, in your car, in your house, in school. Don't matter.
Don't matter.
Don't fucking matter. Your mama can be there. Your bitch can be there. Your grandma can have a heart attack after she sees your ass get shot.
Fucking speaking about, I know I'm going to loop back to it, about the fucking media and racism and shit, was how quickly, Twitter did something good once, actually, for the first time ever. I was watching the CNN report on the Dallas shooting when it was happening, and quickly, I mean, following it on Twitter was almost following it better than following it on CNN, because a picture started floating around on Twitter of Mark Hunt, the guy who was misidentified as a suspect. Misidentified as a suspect.
He black, though, so...
He was black with a... He was wearing camo, a camo shirt. He was carrying an...
He black, though, and this guy gotta be black, right?
He was carrying an assault rifle at a in an open state at a meeting. But so anyways, this picture was just floated around by just some random guy who took a picture of him at the thing, was like, hey, this is a suspect... Not any police officer, just some random dude at the protest.
Black Sniper still sounds just so suspicious to me.
But the guy...
Just so suspicious to me. Like, the DC Sniper, like, we heard so much about him. His black ass, that's a price. I'm sorry, go. It's just very suspicious to me. This OJ all over again. Like, maybe they did plant something. Maybe they did.
This story gets better for the one that they misidentified, though. Because I quickly identified him as a suspect, and instantly Twitter, Black Twitter, was, wait a minute, this just seems really suspicious that all of a sudden we have a suspect. How do we know that this guy's a suspect? And all this stuff. Minutes after CNN and Dallas PD and all the news channels were blasting this picture of the guy all over the air as a suspect, on Twitter they had already found video of him at street level when the shots went off, just standing there. Like, with his gun slung over his shoulder the same way it had been in the picture. You know, not holding it at all. And it was crazy watching it on, you know, on Twitter, that it go from skepticism, it was that he was him, finding the videos that were up that had been posted, and, like, identifying and circling him, and CNN's talking about the suspect, and then talking about, wait a minute, you know, it's almost like someone was reading Twitter as well, just like, well, we now have video proof that this guy was not a suspect. He's now just a person of interest, and we want to see what his deal is. And
Twitter get more news than the news.
You know, it does.
That's weird.
It was super weird, and it was one of those things where...
That should be making me all these fucking action.
He didn't even know that he was being... There was an APB out for him until someone called him.
All this shit with these activists online, they making me feel like I ain't shit, my nigga. Like, they be looking back like, no, because look here and here, and this is dated August 12th, and this is dated August 13th. And you're like, oh my god, like, Twitter got to the bottom of this? I'm what's wrong with the country. I'm exactly what's wrong with the country.
Fine. Super fucked up.
What are you doing? It's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit.
And again, why?
The judge is here. Kim. Is kidnapping and hostage taking on the same level as explosions and arson?
I don't know. Was that the question?
If it's a diplomat, then yeah.
She's right, diplomat.
Diplomats, that's huge.
If you kidnap
and if you dismember somebody,
that's pretty bad.
Was there any dismemberment?
If you dismember somebody during a hostage situation, then it automatically depends on how fucked up this hostage situation
is. So we're gonna say the judges say no for OJ's. Yeah,
I'm barbecuing.
Judges say no for OJ's.
Oh, he's barbecuing. It's fucked up. Like if you if you got taken hostage, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you just automatically assume it's gonna end with your dismemberment?
100%. You just hope you're dead by the time they start cutting your limbs off. You don't want to be alive when they start cutting your limbs off.
I feel like getting taken hostage must be the scariest thing in the world. Because you don't never know what's going to happen next. Like, that fear of what the fuck is about to happen. Yeah,
like, if the hostage got gunned.
This nigga weird, man.
Here's the thing.
This nigga's so weird.
Well, I was about to say, like, have you been kidnapped by a guy who's got you, like, kept in a cage? Or you, like...
I'm thinking stranger.
Or, like, at a bank where, like, a dude, like, came in with, like, AK-47 and, like, you know, are they going to shoot you? Are you better off running? Or is it, like, some weird shit where you're like, man, like, what the fuck is this guy going to do to me? Like, what the fuck does he have in mind for me? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think hostage at the bank is a level below, like, being taken hostage.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure
hostage
out. Which one.
One-on-one. That's what I think by taking hostage one-on-one.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a kidnapping, though.
No, yes.
But is that a kidnapping? What's the difference between hostage and kidnapping?
I think hostages are more for leverage, and kidnapping is more for ransom. you actively plan
which
to take...
one does the rape and torture come into? Because...
I think it depends who does either of them. You know what I mean? Who's doing the hostage taking and who's doing the kidnapping?
I don't know, my nigga. That's
you know, it's not like you see many bank robbers like get caught in a bank and start raping people.
I'm a fucky right now. Billy, we gotta go!
Nah. This is what we do now.
30 seconds!
Perfect. We'll have 25 to spare.
Ugh. I think that's the worst thing to have. Like, people that ejaculate without even getting nowhere.
I was joking around with this shit someone soon. It was you, wasn't it? About, like, the fucking having a threesome when you're 15? Yeah, I don't the fuck know what to do.
I'm just gonna watch you guys. What's it called? A premature ejaculator. That seems so disheartening to me. Doesn't it? Like, that just seems like one of the most disheartening things. And, like, because maybe not, like, if you just had it, like, but, like, I feel like that every time you had to explain, that must just be terrifying. So, like, and then that's the thing, like, do you just wait to surprise her with it and then just say it was a mistake?
I think it's like a prosthetic leg. You gotta get it out of the way
early. That's what I'm saying. You tell them early.
You gotta get it out of that shit out of the way early.
I think that's when you gotta get out the way early.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you know, the first time, I'm sorry, you're so gorgeous. The second time, I'm sorry, it's just been so long and you're still so beautiful. But like the seventh time, like.
You've run out of excuses.
What the fuck are you gonna say?
And then she's like, nope.
It's like. Like, I need this to last more than a minute cumulatively combined, so...
I feel like that one would fuck with your mind, too. Like, you'd be like... Because you know she gonna go off and fuck somebody else. Somebody gotta pound that out.
Yeah, she's all sexually frustrated.
Yeah, if it ain't gonna be your fucking quick cum ass having ass, it's gonna be some other big dick Mandingo. It's gonna be someone else. Oh, that's probably when you become like a cuckold or something. That's a weird one to me.
That's a strange one to me. People are into all sorts of strange stuff, though. We don't judge your sexual fetishes.
I've probably watched some of it on the internet.
It's always weird though. Like,
I have watched some.
Like, I've never planned on it, but all of a sudden, like, I'll click on a video and it'll like all of a sudden there's like her dad in the corner. It's like, what the fuck's he doing there? Like, ew, get him out of there.
All right, I'll give it 3 minutes.
All right, what's he gonna do? You gonna join in or what?
Oh my god, porn is too easy to find too. It's so easy.
Oh my god, it's everywhere.
What do you guys think about porn on our website? You should write in because, like, y'all don't.
Not actually videos of us or anything. No, that's not porn videos.
Well, you can find a dick pic of mine if you look hard enough, but like, no.
Or if you just ask him for it.
You ain't getting this shit, like, unless where that check at. Like, you gotta be have a big check for a porn for me too. But I'm sure there's a number. I'm not 100%.
And it's really not as big as he says it is.
It's probably not. Nope. Right now.
Would you do porn for $500?
No.
Not like a gay porn, just a regular porn. Just like a regular porn.
No. Why'd you go straight to gay porn?
Because that was. normally that's the scenario. It's like, how much would you do with gay porn for? I'm just saying. For like a regular porn. Nothing spent.
$500?
Yeah.
No.
Really? You wouldn't fucking go for $500?
For them to videotape it and then put it wherever they want? Have you ever seen a porn star's contract? It's terrible.
You need the cash?
I don't know. I just feel like I could $1,000. I could go hoe in private for $500.
Back page, baby.
Easy, my nigga. $500. No. You better go up. I'm talking about, I need like 1 million.
Would you, $500, would you let someone film you like fucking their girlfriend or something? Like, not like a,
If it was below the neck, yes.
Below the neck. No. Your face is in it. But it's for private use only. It's not going to be...
You can't trust that. I don't trust nobody who says... That's why I don't send shit out that I don't want to be out there. Because you're a damn dummy. If they going to use it, they going to show it to somebody, and they going to send it to somebody. So, bitch, act like you didn't know. Sorry. No. But neck down...
I probably would.
$500. What if that gets around to your mom? Now your mom's
like I said,
looking at your
porn.
Penis.
It's just a porn.
Now your mom's looking at your penis penetrate a vagina.
Why am I mom watching the porn?
Of course she's going to watch.
Right, we did go over that theory. We did go over the theory of you always watch the porno of people you know.
You go and watch the porno.
It's a good point.
You go and watch it and just be like, I can't believe this is happening. I
can't believe.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She'll be like closing her, covering her face up.
Ah!
And then peeking between
her
pants. Your mom a freak, fool.
My mom, your mom a freak.
I know. I didn't hurt.
I done heard some shit.
Well, I'm crying in my fucking bedroom. It's just a box spring on the floor. And a piece of cardboard from when I gotta go. It's just in the next room fucking every nigga. She would come through smoking a cigarette. Run down to the store and get me a pack of new posts.
A pack of Jimmy hats while you're down there.
No, Ma! No! Give me a scratcher. Scratcher.
You best bring that change back.
You know that bitch ain't never let me keep the change.
Don't you dare get yourself a drink.
She was ratchet as fuck, my nigga.
No, we love you, Leah. That's actually not what happened with her.
Whatever she be for. She still don't even listen to this. She still don't even listen to this. I'm not going to call her a cunt, though, because I said I wasn't going to do that.
Anymore. I was going to say, I didn't want to say anything, but, like, you've done really good this time.
I mean, she's kind of acting like a
don't
cunt.
Don't just...
I said acting like a cunt. I didn't call her a cunt.
That's...
But she acting like a cunt. Like, if...
Maybe next episode.
If I wasn't on
maybe
this...
Maybe next episode.
Don't call your mama a cunt thing, I'd be like, she's being a total cunt these days.
I think you just called her it. I think you just found, like, a way that you feel like you got around it.
I call you a cunt behind your back all the time.
That's not fair. I ain't your mama.
You sure ain't, my nigga. You ain't never said nothing truer. This nigga's out of his fucking mind. I feel like everything he say to me is like, it's like a racial tint. Like a nigger. Like you almost hear that hard ER every time
wow,
he says anything.
Really?
That's how I feel about you.
Wow.
That's how I'm starting to feel about you. I don't know. I'm you know, I'm just growing into, like, I'm maturing into such, like, a grounded, well-rounded...
Hotep.
Sister. Sister, let me talk to you. Sister,
let me educate
you. Let me talk to you. Going back to Egypt. What do you think about all these niggas saying, oh, I'm moving... I hate when niggas say that. Why does everybody say that every time an election comes around? Oh, I'm moving. Bitch, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, shit, I got a job. You're going to, like,
some nigga from, I'm like, bitch, you live in Los Angeles. You're going to Canada.
I don't really want to, like, I don't like meeting people, like, in my city. I don't want to go to a whole new country to have to meet people.
Seems like a lot.
And it's, like, a lot of work.
Canada?
And, like, who are these motherfuckers that got the disposable income? Just be like, well,
I'm going to pick up and move.
I'm up and go. I'll just find a place and fuck y'all.
They ain't black. We stuck here. Ain't that a bitch where these niggas don't even like us.
I did see something really funny where some black guy did a GoFundMe. Or where
take
he,
me back to Africa?
Take me back to Africa. And GoFundMe was straight up like, listen, this doesn't break any rules. Like, we'll leave it up.
That's the GoFundMe rules, fool. Those are rules, fools.
He found the rules.
Wow.
Maybe don't be racist.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
Black
guys.
Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brown Lives Matter. Police brutality sucks. I'm 50-50 on this fuck the police thing now. We love you. Get my cookbook, Slave Feet, and House Nigga.
Hard ER.
With that accompanying.
Maybe go with Asterix
with
and Family
with that
family
accompanying mixtape. Also by the same name, Slave Feet and House Nigga. It's kind of like a battle rap thing with two different characters.
I was just saying, who's who?
Both characters.
Say
I play both characters. Okay. Yeah.
That's
Slave Feet.
It's kind of a concept album.
And they're battling, but they don't realize they're on the same team. Because
right.
One's
absolutely. Towards the end, though, they realize and they...
And then they burn Mass's house down.
Absolutely.
It's a conceptual.
It's a concept. It's absolutely a concept album.
It's highbrow, though. And, like, it's going to change the game, I think. So... We'll be on the lookout for that. Yeah, like he said, don't be racist. Check us out online.
Share us with your friends.
Zach Mama Freak. Yeah, we're...
But I think once we get a few more people following us, we're going to try to give away a t-shirt. So tell your friends.
And then make sure you guys keep saying, telling Zach, what about that t-shirt, nigga? What about that t-shirt?
Listen.
You gotta stay on top of
him. Just a few more followers.
You gotta stay on top of him. T-shirt going. All right, y'all.
Have a good weekend.
The juice is loose!
Juice is lit!
Juice was so lit, my man. Y'all niggas can't fuck.